There were 16 of us from 15 African countries invited by the Department of State to learn more about the mechanics and evolution of journalism and especially investigative reporting in the United States. Over 3 weeks, we rubbed shoulders with top investigative reporters, visited renowned journalism schools and organizations, as well as heard presentations on the far-reaching liberties enjoyed and applied by our U.S. counterparts.
The U.S. government has data on your country if we do business with you. Anything where we interact with you, we might have data, and it might be easier to get from us than it is from your own country, because the laws here are better.
Upon finishing the tour, my colleagues and I agreed the United States' free and independent media have been fundamental in sustaining democracy and governance. We also agreed there's a lot to emulate for Africa, where governments often silence and crush critical news media.
We have learned so many new electronic tools of how to do investigative journalism platform. Despite our challenges, we equally have access to data that can help us advance the cause of transparency.
I'm now in a better position to actually write qualitative stories with facts. Some of the advice is really will go a long way in making me a better journalist.
I have been exposed to a variety of resources and personalities so rich in knowledge and experience, and determine how I can even source for information which officials in my country cannot make available.
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting programs for any journalist. It's professionally sharpening. So as I go back to Nigeria, I will tell my colleagues that, hey, let's try the U.S. model and see how.
We were among 5,000 foreign nationals from diverse walks of life to visit the U.S. this year as part of the State Department's International Visitor Leadership Program, or IVLP. It was launched 70 years ago to address inaccurate views of the United States around the world. Participants are chosen by U.S. diplomatic missions overseas. So far, more than 200,000 foreign nationals, including current and former heads of state and government, have taken part in studying some of the rights involved in reporting. Among those rights, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Christopher McShane is the Africa Branch Bureau Chief at the State Department. He previously worked as a Foreign Service officer in Tunisia, Egypt, and Bahrain.
Visitors who come back from the program understand the United States better and are able to explain the United States to people in their countries in an unfiltered way. It's one thing to have an embassy spokesperson talking about the United States and United States policy. It's a different thing to have somebody from that country speak about the United States from first-hand experience.
When the leadership program IVLP was created, it was designed not only to reshape global opinion about the United States, but also to help participants improve professionally. Marilyn Sachs MacMillan is a specialist in programming with the Washington, D.C.-based World Learning, a non-profit private agency partnering with the State Department on the program. She mentioned two visitors she worked with in 2005.
One has gone on to win a Nobel Peace Prize, and one is now currently the president of Moldova. There are many others who have gone back home in their fields, whether it's journalism or education or healthcare, to do wonderful things.
Cynics call the IVLP a propaganda effort aimed at misleading visitors. But Sachs MacMillan says such claims are baseless.
That's not the intention of the program. What's in it for the American people is having more people who understand, who may not necessarily agree with us, but to have people with more nuanced understanding of its people, of its policies, and I think an understanding of the distinction between the American government and the American people.
Critics of the recent anti-American protests in the Islamic world would agree with her. The demonstrations were ignited by the circulation on the internet of a provocative video entitled Innocence of Muslims. The short film, which mocks Islam, was not produced by the U.S. government, but by a private citizen living in California. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, including unpopular opinions and criticism of religion. Nevertheless, the short film led to attacks on foreign diplomatic missions and to the death in Libya of Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. According to U.S. officials, the attacks have emphasized the need for a better understanding of the United States.
That's true. I think if you keep in mind that there are only 5,000 people a year who come on the program from all over the world, their role as people who can help explain the United States to people back in their countries is really quite small, especially when you have other voices locally that may be much louder and more frequent.
Obviously, there are great challenges to overcome. Certainly, there's a long way to go. But IVLP is a force in, I think, making people understand the United States better.
The 16 African participants in the program in August agreed that it's a tool for helping people understand the U.S. and that will help them become better journalists. For VOA News, I'm Tarika Divine Jr. back in Douala, Cameroon.